fifth grade year, but they didn't all do that.
And so you would have like, you have a fourth grade reader or a third grade reader or whatever.
First grade and a chart. They even started you with a chart.
Oh, they did?
And then you went from the chart to the first reader, second, third, and fourth, like mm-hmm. that. That's the way you mm-hmm. did it.
And
that's
fourth was about as much as they...
Well, in the most of them it was. It was. Some of them used the fifth grade reader. And the length of the school, and now that is a one teacher school.
That was the
one teacher. That's all Haywood ever was. Just a one teacher school, and there's 60, 75 children going to school at a time, too.
With one teacher.
One teacher.
Now, were there that many when you were?
There was. From anywhere from 60 up to 75 at least going to school there when I went to school.
Well, did you have to buy your books?
We bought our books.
Well, then you could keep them, though.
Yeah, they were yours.
They were yours.
And all of my children, I bought the books for all of my children except two. And in high school, I had to buy the books for them at the high school books. Now, the two youngest children, their grade school, mm-hmm. The state furnished them.
They did.
But but in the high school, we had to buy them. Mm-hmm. We've got a boy that's living in San Diego, California, retired from the Navy after 31 years, and he's in the post office, went right out of that service into the post office. We lived 5 miles out of town, and he walked every day of it into this school here.
He did? And he walked 5 miles?
And he missed 5 days during the 5 years, and another boy walked with him and missed near a day during the five years. This boy of ours had the mumps and didn't miss a day, but he had the measles and missed 5 days.
And missed 5 days with the measles.
Outside of that, the other boy done had them. This boy here, now he's retired from the Navy. He's in Florida. He lives in Wachula, Florida. And he started, but he never finished school here. He didn't finish his school.
Well, so now, when you were going to school, she'd have that many pupils, but they'd be at different levels, and she'd just have to...
We had about two classes a day, you see.
Uh-huh.
And it was they'd come before you with a reader.
Yeah.
And have a class, and then they'd have the speller.
Yeah.
That is all the same class, and the arithmetic is in this is mm-hmm. one class. It is one side a day,
mm-hmm.
and now I never went to school, and I never went to school to a woman teacher. Everyone I ever went to was men teachers.
Really?
They was teaching, women was teaching, but they never did teach
Just happened to always
be men.
Oh,
women was teaching all right enough all over the country
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's went to school to women teachers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But,
well, now, would you mind if I ask, how old are you?
76, so 27th of October.
I just can't believe that.
Well, we make a garden.
She was born in 98.
98, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, October that.
Well, now,
yeah.
Did your school was that type of school,
mm-hmm.
too?
Yeah, same.
She was a little better. Her school was a little better. At Pollard, they had the Pollard school. It had upstairs, it's a two-store. It was advanced grade up there. And it had two teachers.
The fourth reader, you didn't have no readers, and then they called it advanced grade. You picked up